Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 658, Winter Changes, recorded live on November 29th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to really cold weather in almost December. Yay! Well, at least if you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
I wound up with 4 inches of snow this week.
Wow.
Places north of me got more.
I bet. We are waiting for, well, we have snow already, but we're waiting for a legit snow that doesn't melt away in 2 hours.
Well, this one's hung on for 3 days, so I would say that's a legit snow.
Gotcha. We have a couple of cold fronts that are supposed to come in. I don't know if we're supposed to be getting, for some reason I thought I heard that we're supposed to be getting some kind of snowfall next week, but I don't know if that's changed since then. And people keep saying it's supposed to be a really cold and really snowy winter. And Melissa's hoping for that because she would like some days off of teaching. But it seems like it's going to be a big year.
That just means she has to do more in the summertime when it's warmer. Or springtime.
They actually bake in 7 days of snow days. And then if they have any more than that, then they actually have to make it up on the tail end.
Well, I mean, most school districts do. They know they'll have at least a few days where they have to close. Well, in foul weather states.
Bobby says he thinks he's almost at a foot if you count the half that melted. Oh, geez. That's a lot of snow.
Yeah. Well, this snowstorm, they were calling, probably about 50, 60 miles north of me. They were calling for like 13 inches. Out of the snowstorm.
You look up weather. Nah, I'm thinking about it. See what the weekend's going to look like. Anywho, so enough about the weather. Let's go on to what we normally start the show off with, which is a little recap of some community streams. How did we do on Fraggin' Friday, GT?
Oh, we did a lot of fun. It was a shorter one this time because we did the podcast, but still had a lot of fun. Shot people, blew stuff up. You know, the typical.
That's what you normally do.
We had a lot of fun in Halo 5, so played Super Fiesta, played some more Super Fiesta, then played some more Super Fiesta, and I think we played one big team game.
Probably at the end or something. Yeah, big team Super Fiesta is definitely a favorite of ours. And it's, for me, it's a lot of fun. I'll take it.
I went on a terror in a stolen Mantis.
Yes, you did. How many did you get? It was like 18 and 2 was your score or something like that? Or was it more than that?
No, I only died once. If I hadn't have died that one time, I would have gotten a perfection.
Nice.
But yeah.
That was on the Valhalla remake, right?
Yeah. One of our teammates had plasma pistol to Mantis, so they'd got out, and while they were fighting with the teammate, I took the Mantis, and the other team was getting really irritated at me.
Yeah. Kevin said he was in a game with Drax and he went 35-0 in the Mantis. Yeah, Drax is pretty good at Halo.
Yeah, I'm not that good.
Bobby said there was almost 3 people that had perfections in that game.
Uh-huh. Oh, I have to give credit to all my teammates. They did a good job of helping me keep the other team at bay.
That was a fun game. And that was that one of the Fiesta ones, or was that just the straight up?
Yeah, that was a Fiesta one. That was totally, I don't even know how I survived in the Mantis that long. I was pretty much in the Mantis most of the game.
Yeah.
With all the heavy ordnance that pops up in Super Fiesta, I do not know how I stayed alive in that Mantis.
You just got really good teammates that covered you. So shout out to the Podtacular crew.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, this weekend for my Sunday stream, I did finish the Master Chief Saga. So I got that 30 gamer score all locked up. And I started to go over to the flooded playlist per the request of 343 to help cure the infestation in MCC. So I started on Sunday and actually finished on Wednesday. So yesterday I got on to the rest of the five missions and finished that up. So for anyone that's listening, I guess by the time this podcast is out, it will already have come and gone, but they're asking people to play the flooded playlist to help cure the infection in MCC. And that will maybe tie into some metagame later on, but in this week's update, Unishek actually talks to that a tad bit, so we'll touch on that in a second. Didn't stream with the wife. She wasn't really filling up for it, so since it's kind of something I'm just kind of letting her take her pace at it, didn't push it, and we let her, or we watched some Doctor Who instead, just kind of had a laid-back night. So this coming Tuesday, we'll get on doing some more teaching and tutorials in Halo 2 for learning how to dual wield, learning some other vehicles, and just other mindsets to have while playing the Halo 2 campaign. That's the streams from this past week, and time to jump into some news. For the Waypoint article, there's only one. This is the community update, and Unishek is now writing them. So welcome aboard, John, to writing the updates. I'm guessing him and Sketch will probably alternate or take my different points.
Possibly.
At least that's kind of my guess. We can alternate bullet by bullet if you want to. From the show notes if you want. MCC December update. If players successfully fight the flood, we should see the MCC menu reflect the outcome in the next patch. So, kind of reading between the lines here, reflecting the outcome in the next patch, I'm wondering if they're going to continue this metagame type thing within MCC. And if they do, what they're going to do next?
Well, it probably... With what the way the article reads, it looks like the flood infection is probably going to be gone come this December update.
It seems like a lot of people have played and they're making good progress, so hopefully it's enough.
Yeah.
Wink.
Now, as far as what we get for new art, I don't know. I don't know that if it'll return to the original state or if they'll put up new art.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the big question, is if it kind of continues or if it's just was one of those interesting things to see community engagement from the perspective of the studio.
It's entirely possible. And it is entirely possible that they didn't even think about doing this until they saw how successful the infected playlist was.
It was, 500,000 people plus.
So yeah, it was a lot of people playing infection.
Yeah, that's an insane amount to think that many people played. Before you hit the next bullet, I forgot to do this part. I didn't even write it in the show notes because it was bulletized in the update already. But since Unishek is now writing some of these, he has a little intro section in there. And he gives a little backstory of what he did before coming on to 343 and before writing updates. So he used to create Halo videos, doing live streams, and serving as a moderator on the Halo subreddit. And he also says he's always down to talk lore. He's no Grim Brother 1, but he's read all the books, and sometimes he's outlored Grim, though he may not admit it. Apparently, he's also played over 30,000 matches over his Halo career.
That's a lot of Halo.
That's pretty much the only game he plays is Halo. And I love the picture that he put up on the update.
Yeah.
Him during the live stream with Grim with the kind of inquisitive look. It's fun.
With Grim being Grim.
Those two are a comedic act together in their own rights. So, all right, you want to take the next bullet?
Says the December update is currently poised to include additional fixes, improvements, and new features like the addition of skulls, new modern aiming, control options, and more. Ooh.
Yeah, so I think it wasn't the last scoop, but it was the scoop before where they were talking about the one skull they were looking to add and how it affected the UI elements and how they kind of had to account for which ones that affected or not. So I guess some of those things that they were talking about, they're finally going to include in here.
That'd be interesting to see. I'm really interesting to see what they mean by modern aiming.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means either. Because I know a lot of the control schemes nowadays are a lot more similar across the games because it's kind of been standardized. And back in the Halo 1 and Halo 2 days, they were still trying to figure out what was that optimum set. So I'm wondering if they're going to...
What do you mean? Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Reach all had different setups.
So I'm wondering if it's something along the lines of being able to completely rip that out. Well, maybe not completely, but give players the option to either stick with the classic feel or stick with a Halo 5-like feel for aiming.
Well, I mean, I don't know what they mean by aiming.
Well, so if you're set to default on all Halo games, the aiming for each one would be different for every single instance. So this is just my guess, but I'm thinking that means they will make it to where the aiming sensitivities and speeds and all that stuff is uniform for every interval of aim sensitivity across the board. That's my guess.
Like I said, I'll be interesting to see what they mean by modern aiming. And we'll find out when the updates start rolling out. So we'll be able to get in there and actually play with it and test with it.
And it sounds like it's just going to come straight to retail. It's not even going to go through the flight program.
Actually, I think it's already gone through the flight program.
Oh, they probably just snuck it in there or something.
Well, I think it was part of, it was part of, you know, the controller updates that they put in the flighting program to test out.
But some of those are already in there. Like being able to.
Some of them were, yes.
But you're just saying not all of them.
Anyway, yeah,
okay.
I'm wondering if it's really going to give you a more consistent reticle movement through all the games.
I certainly hope so, because I think that would make it a lot more enjoyable for people, because that's one of the things that Mr. Mayhem on the ACS Pro Talk podcast this past week was talking about with jumping between COD, Halo, I don't know if he does Fortnite, but like other first-person shooter games, and how the aiming is different for every single game. The fact that you have one title that's Halo and you can play four different games on it, just to have the difference of controllers within the game is probably a headache enough. So if they can get that all to be uniform, I think it would be a lot more of a fun experience for the casual gamer.
Well, I know that when I'm playing MCC, when I'm bouncing from game to game, it takes a little bit to adjust to the new game. Even though my controls are set across the board to be the same thing, it does take some getting used to.
Yeah, it certainly does. All right, next bullet we have is, since the publishing team enacted the new automated quit ban system in MCC, they are pleased to see a global reduction in quits by about 50%.
That is actually impressive.
Yeah, that's crazy that people were just quitting that much, and they've seen a reduction because people were quitting and getting banned. Yeah, it's crazy to think that people were quitting that much, and now we're seeing a massive reduction. So that's good.
Yeah, and they're still working on the system. You know, they're still trying to refine it. They are still trying to find a way to forgive legitimate quits to keep people from getting banned for, you know, network drops and things like that. But they have to be careful with that, because it's been proven in the past that players will exploit that.
Yep, just pull their Ethernet and... Oh, I lost network connectivity. Sure.
So there's... You know, they've got some work to do. So unfortunately, currently, if you have a poor network connection and you lose game or you get dropped out of games, you could be banned.
Well, and they're not like perma banning or anything. It's just
no. This is a temporary ban. I don't know what the actual limits are, but it could be, you know, 20 minutes.
I think the lowest amount is 15.
Like I said, you know, you could, you know, on a first offense or something like that, they could, you know, 15, 20 minutes to stop, go stretch your legs, hit the bathroom, hit the fridge, go have a smoke. If you smoke, come back and you can start playing again.
Yeah, it has to be repeated offenses. If you just quit once, yeah, they're not going to ban you for that. It's
no.
They're looking for the people that are repeatedly quitting or have a past behavior of quitting. But to see a reduction in about 50% is huge. So, good on you, 343. What we got next?
Let's see here. Where were we? Oh. Next Thursday, December 6th, the Winter Arena season will kick off for all ranked playlists. So if you haven't ranked up, get ranked in a playlist so you can get the pointless rec pack.
Get to ranking, everybody.
I have to be honest. I still haven't got my ranking swapped.
Well, now's the
time. I've been having too much fun in Fiesta.
It's all good.
And my KD shows it.
It no worries. Not a problem at all. Josh Mickey did put out a tweet. I actually put this out before last week's podcast and we just missed it, but he said they made a tweak to rank updates to give higher ranks to high MMR players who play lower players a lot, and then to stop overcompensating for team imbalances. Apparently they were double compensating. And then late levers won't hurt your wins as much.
I have to admit, I'm still very impressed with the matchmaking. It's been treating me really well. You know, I haven't been playing. I've been frustrated with the opponents as much. Frustrated with myself, but not necessarily, you know, I haven't been frustrated because I've been getting stomped because the other team is just loads better than me.
Right. I think the system's great, and like Grim said when he left, Josh knows what he's talking about. So there's a lot of good stuff with, I think, what they've changed and getting people matched up. It sounds like overall people are getting a lot better matching experiences.
Oh yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
And there will always be outliers, so there will always be some issues here or there. That's just kind of the nature of the beast. But overall, it seems like people are having a really good time with it.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, you know, before they implemented this new ranking system, whenever I was playing solo, I changed my search parameters to being strict.
Okay.
To where it would match me with people that are close to my level. And then when I do game nights, I'd put that on expanded. You know, just so we could find games faster.
That makes sense.
But
that's a good idea.
Ever since they made this change to the rankings, I haven't had to do that to get a fun match. I can leave it on that expanded and not have to remember to switch back and forth.
Okay. Just because it is searching smaller first.
Right. Because it is actively trying to match players to my skill level better. I mean, it's even to the point where I've actually started, you know, playing Lone Wolves again.
Dang, you're a braver man than I.
You know, I've been playing and I've been, you know, getting second, third, fourth. You know, I've been right in that area. But a couple of games I've come close to winning and just totally blew my shot in the last 2 minutes of the game. But they've been fun games. I haven't felt overwhelmed with higher skill.
That's good.
I can see where I made mistakes and the other guy got the upper hand on me. Where it's before, the guy is just so much better than me that even if I play perfect, you know, my perfect game, I can't touch him.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just very impressed with it.
And that's how you learn. Very nice. Okay. What we got next? We have
the free,
I just lost
free holiday the pack.
There we go. Thank you. Free holiday pack containing the Spartan Claws and Candy Cane's emblem will be available starting December 11th and will go through January 3rd. All you have to do is to sign into Waypoint or log into Halo 5 Guardians.
Cool.
It's the same stuff they had over the past couple years, but it's that time of the year again, so it's back again.
So I wonder what you're going to get if you've already got it.
I think it's just rec points. I'm thinking that. I believe that's kind of what they've done for that kind of stuff in the past. What we got next?
Sorry, I was actually looking at what's next.
Oh, okay.
Well, a little further down the line here. Come here, microphone. Don't run away. All of a sudden, my microphone boom is gotten off kilter and my mic likes to swing away from me if I bump it wrong or anything.
Oh, gotcha.
Looks like they have a new Master Chief long sleeve tee in the Xbox store. It is currently selling for $39.99 US. It's a pretty good looking tee. I won't be buying it because I don't do long sleeve t-shirts, but if you are interested, be sure to head over to the Xbox store and pick one up.
Yeah, I'm not much of the long sleeve t-shirt type. Mm-hmm. But it has a pretty cool design. I don't know if I'll be picking it up like I did for the Needler one, but another weird thing, and I don't know why they have this, but they have side zippers.
Yeah, Sketch is utterly fascinated with them.
Really?
At least that's what John said in the update.
Oh, I missed that
part. I think it was Sketch. Oh, let me get... Where's the t-shirt?
I think that's down in the radar blips. Update.
Ah, here we go.
But Sketch found this extremely fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
To each their own.
Yeah. And the picture that's on there isn't very good. Well, I guess I can kind of see where the zippers are. So I'm wondering if it's to like put your hands in when it's cold. Maybe.
I don't know why you'd need zippers on a t-shirt, period.
No. Hey, whatever.
Generally, t-shirts don't require hardware. That's one of the nice things about t-shirts. You just put them on.
I have to agree with you there. So, anyways. The link I just posted in all the chats, if people want to check that out, feel free to do so. Next up, we have the first gamer to reach 2 million gamer score. This was Stallion83, and the game that he chose to play to get his 2 millionth gamer score point was by completing Halo 2 on Legendary. There is a link to the Twitch VOD on the update. I will also link it to the chats for those that are here. The gameplay of the last mission in Halo 2 is about, I think it was like 18, no more than that, maybe like 24 minutes long for him to play through that. And then he got two achievements, one for beating the last mission and then one for being on Legendary. And he was at 2 million exact when he got the Legendary achievement
for Halo 2 Anniversary. He actually worked it out and planned it so that that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he would hit exactly 2 million points.
That's crazy. So congratulations,
Stallion. That's being an overachiever.
Huh?
I said that's being an overachiever.
That's being the overachiever. I wonder if it's the same person that got to 1 million first.
I think so.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah, he was the first person to get to 1 million. So now he's the second person to get, or the first person to get to 2 million.
Just think of how many games he's played to get to 2 million gamer score.
It has to be insane amount.
That's a lot of hours.
No amount of indie games that you could do that. So the current leaderboard of gamer score, and this is in North America. I don't know if they can, I guess they can't collectively pull everything in together at once, but anyways. In North America, Stallion 83 has 2,001,355. The next closest player is SMRNOV, and he or she has 1,789,458. And the next person is Red Mchin, I guess Red Option Denied, 1,539,733. So there's some pretty big gaps between first, second, and third.
Yeah, but they're a lot closer than I thought they'd be.
And you have to get down to number 12, who has 1,015,070. And that's the breakpoint on 1 million gamer score. So there you go.
That's just wild.
That's crazy. I'm just trying to 100% Halo.
Does it say when they got their first achievement?
Well, Stallion said when he got his first achievement, but the thing I was looking at didn't say.
Oh, okay.
It was just a standing leaderboard. I'm sure if you went to everyone's profiles, you could look up their achievement history. And if you scrolled all the way down, you could see what their first achievement was.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that or not.
No, probably not.
Because at 2 million gamer store, that's a lot of achievements.
Well, I guess if you average every achievement, probably closer to being 5 gamer score. Well, no, so, well.
Well, at first, pretty much every Halo or every game would give you 1,000 score.
Right, and how many achievements would be in that game?
Well, that it varied.
I guess what's the average? Would it be 20 or more?
Actually, I think it's more like 10, 15.
For a thousand gamer score?
No. Yeah, 10 or 15 gamer score a piece.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Because like, if you had 1,000 and I guess if you say 30, well, no, 30. Oh, 30 puts it at 33. I guess if you have closer to 40 achievements.
Stallion has almost over 1 million followers.
Dang. That's crazy. Let's see, how many achievements did Halo 3 have when it first came out?
When it first came out, I think 1,000.
No, I mean like actual list of achievements.
Oh, actual list of achievements? I have no idea.
So, has 79 achievements to total up to 1750. And if we, okay, so you, but this breaks it down to where we can subtract it out. So take out, let's see, 3 is 10, 23, 30. So there were 49 achievements when Halo 3 first came out. So if you took 1,000 divided by 49. Or let's just 50 to round it out. 20 gamer score per achievement. That's 100,000 achievements that he would have supposedly gotten. 100,000. 100,000 achievements. That's insane. 100,000 achievements. Dang. And it's probably more than that because of all the onesie twosie 5 points, and then you had all the odd ones that were like 1, 2, or 3 points and all weird stuff.
Well, I think the lowest achievement, the lowest gamer score is 5.
No, I think I've seen other ones that are lower than that.
Lowest ones I've seen are 5. But I don't play a wide range game, so.
There were some that had some really weird scores on them. There's a one gamer score achievement in Sunset Overdrive.
Well, that would probably be why I don't know about it, because I haven't played that game.
Oh, jeez. That's crazy. Or maybe it's not Sunset Overdrive. Oh, there's a, on True Achievements, you can actually search for achievements by gamer score, it looks like.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Halo 3 had a 7.1. That was weird. Okay, why is this website just being totally weird at the moment? Oh, because that's not the actual... That oh, that's an image. It's not a drop-down. Anyways, it looks like there's some kind of feature on there that you can use. Anyways, yeah, there are some really, really weird ones out there. Gamerscore not divisible by 5. Okay. Oh, there's a lot of games that actually have it. Halo Reach, Halo 4, Borderlands, Sunset Overdrive, Orange Box, Forza Motorsport 2, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Advanced Warfighter, Mad Max, Lego Pirates, Overcooked, Rock Band 3, TMNT, Sonic, there's just a lot.
Well, I knew there were some out there that weren't divisible by 5, I just...
Alright, let's look at...
The lowest score I've seen is 5.
Let's look at one pointers. Borderlands, Sunset Overdrive, Forza Motorsport 2, Overcooked, FIFA, DJ Hero, Friday the 13th, DJ Hero 2, Onigiri, The Biggest Loser, Ultimate Workout. Oh, jeez.
You have 1,001 point achievements. Oh.
There are just 5. So, I guess not too many famous games with it, but there's a list of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, Borderlands is real popular, so.
Yeah. Interesting. And they all actually fit on one page. There's not that many. That's good. All right. Back to Halo. So, yeah, congratulations to Stallion83 for being the first person to 2 million gamer score.
And hitting it on the dot. That took some math.
We'll see you at 3. Because we know it's going to happen. So, a little bit of a recap on a couple things. HCS Grassroots, the Halo Classic hosted by UGC Events, is taking place January 11th through the 13th and in St. Louis, Missouri. And they originally had it capped to 32 teams, and they bumped it up to 64, then they bumped up to 96. And then this past Tuesday, they bumped it up to 128 teams. And as of... Yeah. And as of the tweet from either the HCS account or Uni's account from earlier today, there are 9 passes left for UGC. So 128 teams for a Halo 3 4v4.
Wow. Impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah, I guess seeing a major resurgence there.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be taking place, and I'm have a hunch by the time this podcast comes out, they will all be taken. But if you're interested in participating in some classic Halo 3 4v4s, then you can head on over to ugcevents.gg/Halo Classic and register your team. For playlist rotations, nothing new on MCC since the playlist rotations are pretty much coming through the updates. But we have Anniversary Throwback now gracing the social playlists, and that will be joining the community doubles for its second week. And we've also got a little update for what we'll be seeing throughout the next month or so of Halo 5's rotational schedule. So on November 30th, which is tomorrow, we will see the return of Mythic Warzone Firefight and Warzone Assault. On December 6th, which will be the following weekend, the Winter 2019 Arena season begins. They'll be joined with Covenant Slayer. And then on December 7th, Mythic Warzone Firefight will be... Oh, so November 30th will be Mythic Warzone Firefight on Raid and Apex 7. Following week will be March and Stormbreak for December 7th. The following week will be Mythic Warzone Firefight on Urban for December 14th. And then... December 21st will be Mythic Warzone Firefight on Prospect. On December 11th, there will be a global double XP event. So if you need to keep on getting up to your 152 rank, that would be the time to do it. December 13th will be Holiday Fiesta. December 20th will be Castle Wars and my favorite Warzone Turbo.
Yay!
Yay! I like Warzone Turbo. And at the very bottom of the update, a piece of concept art for the Halo Infinite E3 announcement trailer. So go take a look. Oh, and also another thing to note, the infected background that you see in MCC, they have a 4K wallpaper version of it in the update created by Jeremy Cook. So if you want that without having to go in and screenshot it as it's loading up, then you can grab the wallpaper and add it to your collection. It's a 4K wallpaper. So if you got a 4K monitor like me, or if you want to put it on the background of your Xbox One dashboard, then you can do that. Moving on to a couple of tweets from the Halo Twitter accounts. Oh, I forgot to mention a couple other things before we do that. Community streams this past week was with Uni, who is now hosting it, and Blaze, who was, when we talked about it last week, the guy that helped curate some of the community doubles maps. And all these are being considered for a possible ranked version of Team Doubles to go into Halo 5. So this is kind of their test run to see which maps perform well, which ones the community really likes. So if you are interested in having a ranked community doubles and you want to get a say in the maps that are being considered, then definitely want to play in the social playlist as it's out. And also there's an addition to the Halo Universe articles, and this one is the Fist of Rukt. That is the gravity hammer that Tartarus has in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take the first tweet?
Let's see. We got Halo tweets. First tweet is them showing off the MCC avatar shirt. Has the MCC Spartan helmet on the front, and it says UNSC on the back. It is black.
Black and white's a simple way to go.
It's a pretty sharp looking shirt for your avatar. If you've gotten around to using the new avatar editor.
I will say I'm not a huge fan of the new avatar system. The old one is kind of cartoon-ish, but the new one's just it rubs me the wrong way for the new ones. Like the eyes are too big. It's a weird. I don't know how to describe it. The face proportions are all weird. It almost seems like childish to me.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't played with the new avatar editor yet, so I kind of like my avatar the way it is.
Yeah, I like the older ones better. But these, I
like my George.
Well, then, like all the legs stick out. They don't actually go down like they naturally do. Anyways, to Sharon, I think the new avatars just look really, really weird and a little creepy. All right, so that's the first tweet that we had. The second tweet is Nated on Tuesday. I think this was Tuesday. Had streamed MCC for 150 consecutive days, and he is still going.
Wow.
Yep, he is still going.
That's a lot of Halo.
I think he gets in at least a couple of hours every time that he streams, so that's a lot of Halo that he's putting in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Halo.
Yeah, it looks like the next one is Microsoft Store's Halo 3 2v2 tournament on December 2nd.
That is this coming weekend.
So if you want to join in, head over to smash.gg/MSHalo for information.
Get your info. Yep. The next tweet that we have is not a Halo specific one. I put this in the wrong section, but oh well. Jafet Meza, who is the person behind the Halo Custom Edition SPV3 mod, or he's the one behind making the soundtrack, he's offering his original and remastered soundtracks for free on Bandcamp until Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern time. So apparently a lot of YouTubers have been getting strikes with using Halo music, and it's been okay in the past, and 343 is like, yeah, as long as you have like the disclaimer and everything, you're fine. But apparently a lot of YouTubers have been getting hit lately, and I know for us, we've gotten hit almost every time that we've done it, so it's nothing new for us. But apparently a lot of YouTubers are like, why am I getting hits on all these? Jaffet has remastered a lot of the original Halo music pieces composed by Marty O'Donnell and Mike Savoy. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. But the soundtracks are available on Bandcamp under his profile. So you can go and you can click buy the album, and then you just put in zero. And that's basically how you get it for free if you so choose. I'll put the link to his tweet in the chats for those that are interested. I actually bought the albums off of him, and he has a couple of other Halo tracks that aren't in those two specific things. So if you want to check him out, then you can download some of his stuff, and all he says is as long as you give him credit in the videos, then he won't strike you for anything. So there you go.
That's cool.
Might actually use it for the intro and outro for this podcast. We'll see. We shall see.
Just make sure you give him credit.
Oh, yeah. It'll be in the write-up. It will be in the write-up. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. I think that's it. It's a light news week.
Very light news week.
Yeah.
I want infinite news.
We're going to have to wait a while for that.
Yes, I know. That doesn't mean I still don't want it.
Come on, 343, just a tease before the new year? Just a tease? Like a little Christmas tease? I mean, that's all we want. Right? Right? Please? Please?
Yeah. I'm really hoping that we hear some solid information, at least in the first quarter of next year.
Yeah, that would be nice. If I had to guess, we'll probably get tidbits leading up to some of the big stuff like E3, but I'm not anticipating anything huge until then.
Yeah, just some information.
Kind of thinking about it,
like maybe what year they're going to release it in.
I think that's an E3 announcement.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that would be an E3 announcement, but
I'm just trying to check the Discords. I'm not seeing anything from Sins of the Prophet or Downfall.
Because I need a really good excuse to go to Seattle next year.
Next year or the year after, one of the two.
And Halo Infinite would be a really good reason to go to Seattle next year.
Actually, we do have an update from the Installation 01 team.
Wow.
Weekly update as of November 25th. So we do have an update. They are looking for help. They have more job postings for people to sign up for. So if you're interested in, or if you have any development work and making some games, whether it's graphic design or audio design or any of that other stuff, then head on over there and look for their job postings. They have some models of a Falcon, which looks pretty dang accurate to the game one.
That's cool.
It's got the side mounted guns and the front mounted guns. And then they also have a Covenant weapon crate and a couple other community like spotlight things as well, or like artist spotlight things from their community. And they had a little list of what some of the staff is thankful for, because it was Thanksgiving week when they made this post. And of course they're blaming Bean for the delay in doing any kind of weekly update. So,
well, it is Bean's fault.
Yeah. For them, it's Bean's fault. For us, it's Beowulf's fault.
They blame Beans. We blame Beowulf.
Yep, we do.
Maybe we ought to start a new hashtag for them. Hashtag blame Beans.
Well, for us, because Bobby kind of has the bio nets now, so it's like hashtag blame Bobby kind of.
It still works.
Pretty connection related stuff. So Sorry, Bobby. I know you're in the Twitch chat, but
Bobby in a squirrel net.
Mm-hmm. He said he was waiting for it. We love you, Bobby. We really do.
The squirrel's net.
So, a little other news that we just kind of solidified today. The third annual Halo Bowl will be taking place on December 16th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That is a Sunday. And myself, Confal Keys, and Bobby will be repping Podtacular once again. And Podcast Evolved is pretty much the only podcast left from all the ones that were participating last year. But Drunken Halo, while they're on hiatus, will be participating. Taz, who was the host of the Bad at Halo show, stopped doing that show, and now he is hosting a new show called the Gamer Age Podcast with another person by the name of Daddy Trax. So they will be joining, trying to, as a replacement to the Bad at Halo show. We're also welcoming the HCS Pro Talk and the Halo Conversationalists show to the Brawl. And then Archive Installation, we're also having there, and they're not a podcast per se, but they do have a album out there of some music that they've made. So we're kind of sliding them in there to the side. For those that are counting, you'll notice that is 7 teams. We are possibly looking to see if there's any way to get an 8th from somewhere in the Halo community. So we're going to try to figure that out by this weekend. But as we have for the past few years, we'll be supporting Gamers Outreach, which is a charity that helps kids in hospitals through gaming. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard the spiel before, but in case you haven't, you can check out more about the fundraiser and what Gamers Outreach is all about by going to bit.ly/HaloBowl3, and that's the number 3, so bit.ly/HaloBowl3. And again, that will be on December 16th at 5 p.m. And Mudcat will be hosting it again. But instead of Twitch, we will be on Mixer for this year. That is... cool. Yeah. So we'll be participating in that again. We kind of scrambled to get the third one up because last year we actually did it in January. So it's actually been 23 months since we've done the last one. But we didn't want to stop it. We wanted to keep the annual train rolling, so we're kind of doing a small one here at the end, just trying to get one, sneak one in there so we can say it's annual. And instead of trying to raise funds for a full go-kart, we're going to take the combination of what we earned last year, or not earned, but what we raised last year and raised our first year, and the difference of what would be to get the second cart, that's our goal. So our goal is $1,783 for this fundraiser. The first year we just got under 17,000, so this year we're looking at just getting over 17,000.
1700?
Sorry, yes, not 1,000, 1700.
I was going to say, if you got 17,000, yeah, that'd pay for a couple of go-karts.
That would be crazy if we were to get 17,000. Again, you can check it out, bit.ly/HaloBowl3. The Halo Hub is not a podcast? Pins, so that is, yeah, we're making a small exception to the Halo Archive because there is a audio download like thing for them, but everyone else has a podcast, and that how it's traditionally been. And we've toyed around with the idea of expanding it to outside of just doing podcasts, but if we got more than 8 teams, then we'd have to schedule it over multiple days or multiple weekends. And sometimes trying to schedule that can be a little bit of a headache. We might get
there. It's hard enough to get everybody together for one weekend.
Right. Let alone one day sometimes. So yeah, we might get there eventually. But I think for what the goal has been so far, keeping it under 8 has been desired. But we may expand more than that. It depends on how things go, and if the interest is good enough, then we might change that in the future. So we'll see. So, yep, that's happening. You'll see promotion for it starting this weekend after I get all the assets done and created for that. Make sure you come out and support us. Mixture.com/Mudcat. He will be the one in observer mode and watching all of us. And we will additionally be streaming on the Podtacular channel for our games as well. And a lot of the other podcasts do that too. Whenever they're playing, they will stream their POVs. Mudcat will be the central POV, though, where we will be pointing everyone for the fundraiser bit. There will be some giveaways, too. We haven't decided what we're doing yet, but there will be some giveaways.
Yay, free stuff.
Yes, free stuff indeed. Bobby says, hopefully he remembers to make an invite only. Yeah, I don't think we'll have too much of a problem there. I am optimistic about it. I'll say it that much.
So that does make it a little easier to get the games going.
Well, he leaves it open for people to join in, and then one of the games he just forgot to close it, and someone joined the game during last year. It was kind of funny. A little update on our Spartan company. We don't have just one. We have two completed company commendations.
Woohoo!
Yes. Actually, before the show, one of them was close to being done, but wasn't done. So I actually went in and got it done. So yeah, we got two of them done for this week.
Way to go, Dust!
Yay! Thank you. So we got the I'm Just Perfect, which is killing a player with precision weapons without missing. So getting a perfect. We had 10 of those left before the show. And I hopped in to do some anniversary, because what I try to do before the podcast is whenever there's a new playlist out, just play one or two games just so I'm fresh on this. I can talk to it. First game, I got 8, and then the second one, I don't remember how many I got, but I only needed 2. So we finished that one out. And then we also got Sting Like a Bee, which is killing enemy Spartan with a melee.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So we got 2 more done. That means we are 15 out of 31 commendations completed for our Spartan company. Woot woot.
Yeah.
The 2 closest ones we have are Almost Doesn't Count, which is kill an enemy Spartan when your health is low and you survive. For that, we need another 239. And then we have Not So Fast, which is kill an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. And we only need 18 of those.
So get working on them.
Difficult to get. Big Team Fiesta or Big Team Super Fiesta, and probably Warzone's a little chaotic. You could do it in Warzone, but it's a little chaotic. But either one of those 3 are probably your best bets to get that one. So we got 16 more to go. We do have some slots open in our Spartan company. If there are people listening to the show who want to help us out, you can just head on over to podtackler.company and just request to enlist, and then one of the lieutenants will get you into the Spartan company, and we will go from there. I think once we get down to like the last 2, we might lock it, because we want people kind of to get the helmet for people that have actually helped contribute to it.
Yeah.
So we'll see when we get there, though. We have a long ways to go, but we'll see when we get there. That's going to wrap it up for the show tonight, unless you got anything else that I've missed, GT.
Nothing that I know of. For everybody that's here in the podcast, be sure to join us tomorrow night for Fraggin' Fridays, right here on Mixer and Twitch at 8:30 p.m. We will be playing some MCC. If you have a custom game that you would like to play, be sure to speak up, and we will do that if we have enough people, which here lately we've been having pretty good groups, so been a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But you can just message me on Xbox Live if you would like to join in. You can get me at Godzilla T, and I hope to see some new faces tomorrow night as well.
Yay. And I will be streaming on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern time for more achievements, and we will likely be back, probably should be, with the wife on Tuesday. Gonna try a new streaming setup to kind of help get the transition from my Mixer channel over to Podtacular for all that stuff. And I might be adding another day of streaming in there. Not sure if and when that's going to happen, but it could happen. So stay tuned for that. Also, make sure you check us out on all of our social media sites. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also stream on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. Everything that you can find, if you just search for Plotacular, you'll find it. Our podcast streaming days are on Thursdays, starting at around 9 p.m. So make sure you check us out during the live show if you care to join us and get involved with some of the discussions going on. And also make sure you check out the podcast network. We are part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. And you can check out more of those, usually, over at THEPODKAST. But right now, there is a little bit of work going on with the site, so they'll be back up at some point. I need to check in with Agro to see when that is going to, or when he projects it's going to be up. But that should be coming back hopefully soon, so you can find out more about those shows a little later on. The latest Halo crate is June's theme. George's theme, and it's called Support. You have until December 15th at 9 p.m. Pacific time to order the crate. You can head on over to podtackler.com/lootcrate. And if you use the code podtackler at checkout, you will get $3 off of your crate. Make sure you also check out the Halo Hub. It is a central point to share community content. Whether you're a streamer, an artist, a forger, a 405th cosplayer, anything that is community made, we want to hear about it. And we want you to share your content and other people's content. So head on over to thehalohub.com and see what you're missing out. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in via the live stream, and thank you for downloading us. Big announcement, we are now on Spotify. So you can find the show and now listen to episodes on Spotify. I know that's been a big thing that people have been asking for a while, and we are happy to finally get on there. Thank you to the Spotify support for pointing us in the right direction via Twitter and getting us up and running smoothly. But yes, our final stomping ground we finally have covered. We're on all the other podcast feeds except for Spotify, and we finally got that taken care of.
Now 3 more feeds will show up.
I think we're pretty well covered. I think we've got pretty much the entire base covered on where people would listen, except for things like SoundCloud, because you actually have to pay to get into those. But everything free we've gotten into. That wraps it up for us. Thanks, everyone. We will see you all, hopefully, either during one of our streams over the coming week or here next week on the show or via download. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for supporting us. And as always, keep on fragging the trucks.